There was a place they wanted me to be. My next stop... Good things about America.
We know that everybody in America is either a cowboy or a gangster, but I've been very disappointed. I haven't seen a St. Valentine's Day shooting yet. I haven't even found a body in the trunk of the car, and I'm very disappointed.
Sounds like blood.
Wondering when we'd raid another visit? Our job is to see that our task force gets oil.
Task force?
Yes. Defend it if you have to, but get the job done.
Yes, sir.
We have it. We have a number of leads.
How do we know that?
I say he's in shock.
Number one detective found this clue.
I must confess that this doesn't appear to be the weapon. Maybe think to you, Bond.
Yes, the holes do seem to match.
Reacting swiftly, Mayor Quimby has declared mob rule. So for the next several years, it's every family for itself.
Somebody's got to stop them.
Oh, my God. They're right next door.
Relax.
And there were probably 1,000 people there, but I thought there were 7,000 people there because there was so much excitement. And for once in my life, I found a place where I could be accepted for being me and that people loved you unconditionally, no matter who you were, no matter what you looked like, and everybody was going towards a common goal. Everybody was excited for everybody else. And all of a sudden, I felt like I was a big lovin'. I all of a sudden found a place that I felt like maybe I could grow into.
Why not? What's happened?
Look, just go about your business like it was any other Saturday afternoon. Read your papers, look at your TV, anything you want. But nobody leaves the house. Something fishy about all this.
Official business.
What sort of official
Mr.
business?
Mr. Benson, as a former agent of the Secret Service, you should understand.
Nothing back for all you say, just eternity in a spacious grave. She said nothing is true, everything is permitted. Things just go from bad to worse. Starts like a kiss, it ends like a curse. But nothing's true, she said everything is permitted. On the tongue to time the stars. She drives all morning in unmarked cars. Nothing's true. Hey, it's all permitted. She got these special tools just to keep things tight. They robbed her eyes long ago of light. Nothing's true. She told me it. She got inscrutable poison, nihilist charm. She gets her sleep through tubes in her arm. She said nothing's true. She said everything's permitted. On graves of marbles cold and white, her dreams surround the sun like a satellite. She said nothing is true. She told me it's all permitted. The spiders milk her thigh. It does not faze her. She cleans her skin with a Krypton harsh, got a gown so thin. Her eyes stop the whip before it tames her sin. She said nothing's true. The clone, y'all better remember you're all alone. Because nothing's true, she said everything's committed.
You hear me? Yeah, a steamer trunk full. And not any of that stepped on street crap. Call the DA and tell them to cough up their private stash. And I want it delivered by a brown shoe and square in the den of night. Yeah, I could use a few bucks for bullets and gas, too. Oh yeah, my secret message this time is, your chickens are not sane. Got that? Hello? Hello?
Incompetent. Evil Susie, will you get off that damn phone? You've been playing two bar all night. Haven't you had enough fun? Come on, watch a little portable battery-operated TV like a good American. Hey, watch it. That nail polish is stinking up the whole van.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Some members are overreacting to the real threat of the sniper.
Gee, isn't there anything else on?
It's the October sweeps. All the networks are so creatively bankrupt. They got the same lame idea for a miniseries. Pray snipers. Oh, man, their ratings must be lower in Satan's basement. Where's the jiggle, I ask you?
Jeez, Flusa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, say such a crazy scenario, like a crazed sniper driving people crazy and mowing down yuppies here in the D.C. area. If that were true, that'd be pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, right. Crazy.
Cliche, too.
Hey.
Say if it were really happening,
right.
You'd never suspect me, right?
You?
Oh, right. All that running and shooting and running and reloading and shooting. Right. You working. Hey, you probably do a better job than this jerk, though. He's no Andy Robinson, that's for sure.
I don't know about that.
You are warned to stand by for an important announcement at 15:30. 15:30. This is news of the highest importance. Take care not to miss it.
Oh, hey, maybe it's a major plot twist in this dog of a show.
To the person who left us a message at the Ponderosa last night, the person you called could not hear everything that you said. The audio was unclear. Call us back so that we can clearly understand. You have indicated that you want us to do and say certain things. You asked us to say, quote, your children are not safe. We feel it's important to provide this information to the public.
Oh, you morons, you incompetent. Oh, look, Flues, I gotta borrow the Caprice and go out and shine some crabs or whatever. Don't wait up, okay?
All right.
And don't leave the van unattended.
Yeah. I ain't going nowhere till my toenails dry.
You haven't seen that box of curtain rods I had anywhere, have you?
Boy, you got some fancy tastes in curtain wear. What, QVC? Never saw one like that early American wood number with the Charlton Heston signature engraved on it.
Didn't mess with that, did you, Flute?
Well, I needed something to hang our wet G-strings on.
What?
Oh, by the way, when I nailed it up, it shot a hole in the side of the van.
It's a new thing. See,
what do they think of next?
Curtain rods that drill their own pilot holes for convenient hanging.
You shouldn't worry about that, evil Susie. Hanging's too good for you.
Yeah, so you say. Later.
riding 85 in the passing lane. I didn't have a map, so I went to Virginia, 'cause I know how to get there, and 'cause that's my girlfriend's name. So I was in Virginia, and Virginia was in Boston. Boston was indifferent, Virginia was the same. Everyone was born on UFOs. First I'll learn their language, then I'll ask them out.
Years in the Marine Corps?
Here.
You think we'll need these?
You never tell. Let's get going.
Difference in establishing your gun point. You put your gun straight into the line between the eight and the low house, and after you've gotten it in that position, move it a yard towards eight. For a right-handed shooter, this prevents you from shooting your gun in a jerk, and you have a little better chance of moving your gun smoothly with the target.
I felt this incredible surge of power, like God must feel when he's holding a gun.
You're sick, man. You're sick. I don't like that.
Like I said, shut up.
Don't play God just because you've got a gun.
But you see, Sheriff, that's the way it is. When you've got a gun, you are a sort of God. If you had the gun, I'd be the chump and you'd be the God. The gun gives you the power of life and death. It's a funny sort of feeling to have control of life and death. You must have had it during the war. You could miss a man if you had a mind to, or you could kill him dead in his tracks. And that made you kind of God. And I liked it. Without the gun, I'm nothing. And I never had anything before I got one. First time I got one on my hands and killed a man, I got some self-respect. I was somebody. Like this kid over here. If that cap pistol was a real gun and I didn't have a gun, he'd be a kind of a god too. And if I wanted my life, I'd worship the ground he walks on. And I'd pay him the $500,000 for my life. Because life is all I have. But the squirt doesn't have the gun. I have. And I can loose the lightning.
Some members are overreacting to the real threat of the sniper. If you're more likely to be hit by lightning than a sniper, do you think some people in this community are overreacting?
Well, sir, I again, it's not my nature to speculate, but I think that.
Can you comment on reports about the sniper having called the FBI and five times or more, not getting through and being frustrated and calling them incompetent? Is there any sense that things have been straightened out if they need to be?
We're going
to
release the information when it's appropriate. It's all coming together at once. Some things take longer than others, just like an illness.
What?
Some things don't respond to treatment right away. Some cases don't respond to our methods right away. We try new things. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. We would have liked to have solved this by now, but it's certainly not for the sake that we're trying our best. So it may take a little longer, but we're certainly confident that we're going to resolve this.
There are witnesses that we have not talked to, and whereas this is a delicate matter, we feel like in some ways there may be some people with some type of immigrant status that may be witnesses.
Good Lord.
Oh, that's right. Illegal immigrants.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Immigrants. I knew it was them.
We need to get rid of them.
Is this all routine? Seems to me to be kind of overboard. I mean, all this checking and everything, as though you expected this town to...
Sheriff, have you noticed any strangers in town during the past week?
No.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I know everybody in this burg. The only strangers we get are tourists.
We want to know from either you or your deputies the minute any stranger doesn't keep going through.
Then this isn't routine.
No, it isn't.
Can you tell me?
We'll not be in a position to take any questions. As stated earlier, everyone knows that all of our citizens are and have been at risk. The person or people have demonstrated a willingness and ability to shoot people of all ages, all races, all genders, and they've struck at different times of the day, different days, and at different locations. We recognize the concerns of the community.
Now, why would I want to get myself killed?
Because it's 5 minutes to five, and a shot might bring those state troopers storming all over the joint before the president arrives. But, Sheriff, I can put you away in 2 seconds by twisting your arm again.
FBI, good morning.
FBI. Yes, good morning, sir.
What?
You have indicated that you want us to do and say certain things. You asked us to say, quote, we have caught the sniper like a duck in a noose, end quote. We understand that hearing us say this is important to you, like a duck in a noose, like a duck in a noose, like a duck, like a duck, like a duck, 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 duck.
In color.
We have not been able to assure that anyone, any age, any gender, any race, we've not been able to assure anyone their safety with regards to this situation.
How do we know that?
We want to stress that that is not our interest in this matter.
Here they are on their way to school on a beautiful spring day.
They called me old-fashioned for teaching the duck and cover method. Who's laughing now?
What?
Please understand that that is not the interest of the task force, not the interest of the Montgomery County Police Department, as we continue to put this puzzle together.
Oh, how I love it when the pieces of puzzles come together. There was an immediate roar of laughter at the other end. Then...
Your Honor,
about God and the gun, Sheriff.
You're a born killer, that's all.
Yeah.
I know a couple. Just when you get real good at something, you're a murderer.
Yeah, over there you can knock over a whole platoon. Or a guy invents a bomb and kills 100,000 people just like that. And maybe gets more medals.
Here, you put a slug in a double-crossing squirt that isn't even worth burying, and you have to take the gas.
The Thrill Killers. Homicidal maniacs on a bloody rampage of horror. Hungry actors thirsting for the blood of the living. Thrill Killers, starring Cash Flagg as Mad Dog Click. Kill crazy psychopathic maniacs who would do anything for a kick. Maniacs with a gun. The Thrill Killers, with Liz Renee, love-starved nymphomaniac whose insatiable passions drove men to the very brink of hell. Fly with Mad Dog Click and the Head Choppers 3 as they blaze a terror trail of manipulating evil in one of the sin cities of the world. Cash Flagg, Liz Renee, the Thrill Killers.
The recoil kicked the gun hard into her shoulder as the slender cylinder blasted out toward the approaching stormtroopers.
Yes. Are we retreating?
Not a chance. We're heading in. Get moving. The approaching stormtroopers, finally presented with a target, opened fire. Just as the grenade hit the ground 10 meters in front of them, exploding into a billowing cloud of green smoke.
We're going in.
Over the roar of the engine, she could hear the thuds of her erstwhile attackers falling out of the sky as the specially formulated smoke burned into the speeder bike's power connectors.
But where are we going?
Shada swung the speeder bike around. She knew that eventually the pain of that loss would catch up with her, but for right now, she had only enough room for a single emotion. Rage.
The money!
get you. Only the leg wedge. I'll make it.
What do they expect a handful of patrols to do? Clean out this whole jungle? Give me a couple of companies and I'll clean it out pronto.
You're not here to fight Japs. You're here to fight time, and you're doing great.
Yeah, doing great. Watching my men get knocked off like ducks in a bird bath.
Like a duck.
In cover.
What's the sense of it? That's what I'd like to know.
I can do it, and I'm going to do it.
But you're an American citizen.
Sure. And 1 minute after five, I'm going to be a very rich American citizen.
You'll never get away with it.
Turn it off, will you?
So scary, so terrifying, we dare you to see The Maniacs Are Loose, the world's first horror movie made in hallucinogenic hypnovision. Hallucinogenic horrors not only on the screen, but in the audience all around you. It's a hallucinogenic nightmare. You are put in the middle of the picture with bloodthirsty maniacs all around you. Not only on the screen, but live maniacs in the audience, all over the theater, looking for victims. Homicidal maniacs escape from an asylum. They terrorize a community. Gullible, love-starved women become their prey. And you'll see these same bloodthirsty maniacs in the audience all around you alive. For the thrill of your life, see The Maniacs Are Loose.
Hey, you're doing fine here. Good, if it weren't for these snipers. Three men hit today.
What do you recommend?
If you really want to sleep easy at night, I recommend sealing off every door and window with bulletproof Lucite.
Wouldn't we all suffocate?
Well, I should hope not.
Let's get that, the suffocation thing.
If I do say so, it took a little courage. Next door, real right-wingers. American flag up every day. Real fascists. Ought to be gassed. You know the type.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Brother, the fight they put up. But I told them. These are liberal times.
Hey, Dad, you want the Magnum 357 in the house?
Darn it, Bing, I told you not to play around with my guns. No, I do not want that in the house. That is my car gun. My house gun is already in the house. Now put that right back in the glove compartment, and don't let me catch you fooling with my guns again.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Great kid.
I thought you said you were an accountant.
I am. What do you have all of these guns around then? You know.
Was it revenge? Or pleasure? Or was it a strange compulsion? Something within him. Something stronger than the self-control he sought. Tried many ways to overcome his strange compulsion, but each attempt ended in further frustration.
Believe me, I fight the impulse. I fight and fight and fight it, but sometimes it's too much and I've got to give in to it.
Can he be satisfied with just looking? Or must he go further with the object of his interest? What strange compulsion is it that separates the mild deviant from the potential killer? What prompts a man in one moment of anger to risk his career, his life?
I can still hear mocking laughter! Felt as though I was stripped naked as I ran.
Is he one of many or of a tortured few? You decide when you see Strange Compulsion.
Guns. Why? The right-wing extremists. Disarm them, and us liberals will disarm. Right? Refill?
Time bomb ready to go.
sweat breaking, hand shaking, look out, it's gonna blow. Time box at the TV, time box at the parade, time box at the North End, time box taking away, time bomb in elevation, time box at the train, time box sleeping in your bed, time box blowing away. Emotion explosion, time bomb ready to go. Fight to society, time bomb ready to go. Brain bending, knees trembling, time bomb waiting to go. Veins popping, head dropping, look out, it's gonna blow. Time bomb, time bomb, time bomb. Time bomb. Time on.
Time on. Time on. WREK Atlanta, Secret Chesapeake Bay Area Rest Stop Mobile Unit. Oh, it's you. No, no one's called for you. Why?
No reason.
Oh, hey, now I think I figured out the end of this lame-ass mini-series I'm watching.
Oh, great. Hey, now the devious workings of your brilliantly incisive mind utterly enthrall me.
Oh, I sure do. Okay, so just think. It's like the Washington, D.C. area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's someone intimately experienced with rifle fighter, right? And it's someone that I wouldn't suspect in a million years, right?
Someone like,
J.F.K.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Think, I mean, who had the motive, who had the opportunity? And don't forget that juicy dead Sinatra mob connection.
Yeah, I see your point.
Point, schmoint. Everybody's got one. Hello? Hello? Damn.
What?
Golly!
The president? Well, that's different.
That's right. The president? Why, that's the greatest thing ever happened to this town.
Can we go down and see Gramps, can we?
Sorry, kid.
But I want to get up close.
No dice. No. Something I don't understand. And though we made every precautionary check, we never went to extremes like this unless...
Unless you were tipped that there was to be an attempted assassination.
You don't mean it.
I mean it.
But your FBI. Secret Service is responsible for the safety of the president.
We're using everybody this trip, Mr. Benson. Have a look down there. State troopers, your local law enforcement agencies, and us.
It was no idle fear. Adlai, our ambassador, made a ringing denial that the United States was in any way involved. How could we admit that this ludicrous operation, apparently spawned by the insane, had actually come out of the bowels of the Central Intelligence Agency? The whole country would be a laughingstock.
You, did I tell you to fix the television set?
You told me to set.
Get your stuff and fix it. It'll keep you from getting patriotic.
Don't do something. I'll blow my top down sitting here.
Fix the set and shut your mouth. I don't like what you say anyway.
The Los Angeles police picked up a small-time stool pigeon night before last, shot through the lungs, left for dead. Before he died, he told them something was up.
That dirty squeal pigeon stooled on me.
What do you mean something was up?
An assassination attempt.
I mean the tip of a dying stool pigeon.
The stoolie seemed very proud of being an American before he kicked off.
Meaning crime is crime, but this is something else again.
Right. So we can't take any chances. Let's go.
Let's roll, boys.
In the war room that night, the agency argued for further escalation of the plan. Throw the fat in the fire. I refused. I called the whole thing off and took the blame. That is the first thing I learned as president, and the most important thing. It should be rule number one in the guidebook for presidents. If you don't want the truth to come out, take the blame.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. This government, as promised, has maintained the closest surveillance.
How do we know that?
Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive military equipment is being initiated. Will they find to contain cargoes of offensive weapons, thus increasing the threat to the hemisphere, further action will be justified. I have directed the armed forces to prepare for any eventuality.
So, I took the blame. So much so that it has become almost a generic term now. Rare is the man who doesn't somehow have his Bay of Pigs under one name or another.
had decided to frighten them, to tell them how serious I regarded the situation. So I told him emphatically, President Kennedy is not speaking lightly. He means what he says.
His tone shocks me. I have never heard him so serious. Moral outrage. I dare not question him. I don't know how much he knows. We hopped over to Vegas to have a meal with Frank, a new family friend, or so I thought.
Benny, bring in the gear. Put a car out back. Bart, you see the back door is locked tight.
Outrageous.
And check the cellar to be sure.
I got me some teachers to lick.
I still don't understand. It should be obvious to you that if anybody wanted to kill the president, he could do a beautiful job of it right from this window of yours. With the love of Mike.
You'll see when we get to it. This gun's got a heavy recoil. It won't stand still.
We got just 3 seconds to nail the president.
Tommy gun will do just as good.
Tommy gun stinks. No accuracy, no punch.
No one with a gun on him is going to see Mr. Kennedy. If Kennedy gets killed now, everybody will say I did it, huh? I am not going to take that rap.
This is the gun when I was in the Army.
So I wasn't in the Army. Just a question an hour later. But if it gives the president a bit of an edge, why then we get it now.
They won't hurt us. He said so.
Because it's convenient, Ellen. You think these crumbs would kill the president and then take off, leaving us behind to identify them?
Sure, sure, and I meant it.
You indicated that this is about more than violence. Call us at the same number you used before. We remain open and ready to talk to you about the options you have mentioned. We are waiting to hear from you.
Is long a specific threat, in other words?
How would you describe the situation we're in right now?
FBI, good morning.
FBI.
FBI, counterterrorism
task
force.
What?
Listen, Sheriff, a man can stand for so much or no more.
Identifying us is not involved.
This is a delicate matter.
I got nothing against the president, Sheriff. He's just worth $500,000 to me, tax-free. Making my own laws about the taxes, Tupac.
If that is the case, we will continue as a country, I guess, to address that and hope all people will feel that they can work with law enforcement.
I like you, Sheriff. You got guts. You must have been a good soldier.
Give this to Albert and his team. Don't go to Sam. Albert seems to have a little more on the ball. We need to bag and tag this. You gotta let me in on whatever the hell is going on here. And Sheriff, we got a lot to talk about.
You've moved some of the time from that podium when you've spoken to the sniper. You've spoken somewhat apologetically. Each and every time, you've spoken courteously, even respectfully, to the sniper. Why?
It just seems to be the right thing to do.
Do the right thing.
The sniper's a killer, Chief.
Yeah. Yeah, I never killed a president before.
The guy is good.
Don't ever say that again. Ever. I got no feeling against the president. I'm just earning a living.
By treason.
Don't listen to this guy. I know guys like that in the Army. We're just doing a job, that's all.
Todd, what's going on?
They're planning to assassinate the president, Judd.
Which president?
It's not funny, Pliskin.
The president of the United States. He arrives here this afternoon.
You're kidding.
Okay with you?
No, you're not kidding. The president? Kill the president? They can't. They couldn't do a thing like that.
They're stinking traitors. They're Benedict Arnolds.
Are you guys crazy? You can't do a thing like that.
Sit down, Reckless.
Don't you realize what that means? That's assassination. He's your president, too.
Make a deal with you, boy. We kill you instead of the president. That's even, Stephen. Okay with you? Thought not. Anybody else want to take the heat off the president? How about you, Sheriff?
It's a bad joke.
Anybody else want to volunteer?
For commies. For enemy agents.
All right, who is behind it?
I haven't the slightest idea.
What's in it for you?
Rape? Ace those crap.
No, not rape. Killing, that's what you like, killing. Maybe shooting down on our PWs, huh?
Sit down and shut up.
By golly, you got away with it, so...
I got it. Section 8. You went out on a Section 8. Section 8. Psycho in charge of killing, huh? You know, I knew guys like you. Killing was sweet.
Rather kill a man than love a girl. A real kick, the thrill with the gut. Or maybe you didn't like your CO. Maybe you shot him in the back, that is. Maybe you killed...
Like I said...
Shut up!
Because tonight at 5 o'clock, I kill the president. 1 second after 5, there's a new president. What changes? Nothing. What are they paying for? Nothing. Otherwise, I wouldn't have taken a job, Sheriff.
You'd have taken it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Have you any feelings at all?
No, I haven't, lady. They were taken out of me by experts. Feelings are trapped.
Show me a guy with feelings and I'll show you a sucker. A weakness makes you think of something besides yourself. If I had any feelings left in me at all, it'd be for me. Just me.
Don't you ever think of your mother, your father?
Think of him? I used to think of him a great deal. My mother wasn't married. My old man was a dipsaw. They left me in a home. A home.
You don't start making more sense, we're gonna have to put you in a home.
You already put me in a home.
Then we'll put you in the crooked home we saw in 60 minutes.
I'll be good.
Doesn't that worry you? I haven't got time to worry. I just make my plans and carry them on.
That's what John Wilkes Booth thought, too.
Booth! I'm no actor. Busted my leg on a stage so I can yell down with a tyrant. If Booth wasn't such a ham, he might have made it. He got pretty far at that, though.
The guy who killed Garfield didn't make it either.
Him? He didn't plan anything. Just took a lucky shot, strictly left-handed, just like McKinley.
And Ben Gara got the cheer for his Dryad Roosevelt.
He had the sight in a crowd. I hate crowds.
Well, nobody ever made it.
Up till here. I'm just a guy making a living.
You'll never get away with it.
Shut up.
It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing.
Turn it off, will you?
It's just another man. A man.
He's not just a man.
President. That's what's so funny. The laugh is on the guys who are paying the freight. All this loot and they don't even know what they're doing. A half a million clams for absolutely nothing.
You're a born killer, that's all.
Yeah.
I know a couple. Just when you get real good at something, you're a murderer.
Yeah, over there you can knock over a whole platoon. Or a guy invents a bomb and kills 100,000 people just like that. And maybe gets more medals.
Here, you put a slug in a double-crossing squirt that isn't even worth burying, and you have to take the gas.
We hopped over to Vegas to have a meal with Frank. We met in the lounge of the Sands. Frank showed up with a girl on his arm. This was not unusual. Frank alone would have been cause for concern. The one lesson Pop had omitted, beware of Italians wearing gifts. Perhaps I should have suspected something, but with Frank, it never seemed like primping, only generosity. Or maybe that's just what I wanted to believe.
Always lost in a great big crowd. Nothing.
I'd never seen that happen before, such total rapture. He had a quality, a glow that was hard to define. I'd seen it only once before, somewhere. In an odd way, it seemed political.
Hey, Stu's crap. Don't give me that politics jazz. It's not my racket.
We went to the main ballroom then to watch Frank's show. But from the moment the spotlight picked him out on the dark stage, I found myself riveted. There were 1,000 people in that huge room, seated on rising tiers, many behind tables midway through their meals.
Always lost in a great big crowd. I hated that crowd. I used to dream about the crowd once in a while. I used to see all those faces scratching and shoving and biting. And then the mist would clear. And somehow all those faces would be me. All me and all nothing.
But the instant he started to sing, all noises ceased. Silverware stopped clicking. People stopped talking. Meals went uneaten as the audience, with its eyes, devoured Frank Sinatra.
Francis Albert. Mostly after dark, mostly in saloons. I've had some very good years.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. There has been a shooting. I repeat, a shooting in the motorcade in the downtown area.
He learned how to kill at 11 miles an hour. Such a deadly speed, 11 miles an hour. At the time and place of greed, they pulled their limousine down Elm Street, strawberry green. Left the lock the shower at 11 miles an hour. JFK
passing motorcade at 11 miles an hour. Such a deadly speed, 11 miles an hour. At the time and place agreed, they pulled that limousine down the street, slow and green. Left her like the shower at 11 miles an hour. Yes, they do.
Struck me again earlier this morning. There are two things that continue to trouble me, and I'm speaking now not only as an agent of the Bureau, but also as a human being. What really went on between Marilyn Monroe and the Kennedys? And who really pulled the trigger on JFK?
FBI. Yes, good morning, sir.
You're wrong about God and the gun, Sheriff. Without the gun, you would never have spit at me. You would never have even noticed me. But because of the gun, you'll remember me as long as you live.
Well, he did vow revenge. But I can't see him doing something illegal. He's in show business. He's a celebrity.
Let's roll, boys.
Thank you.
regards to your question in terms of our communication, that's an area that we are holding very close to our hearts at this point, very, very close to our chest. And so we won't be talking about any of that in terms of the process or anything and how that works. That just wouldn't help the situation.
How much can you address?
What's happening to Susie?
Those guys in the beer car next to us are snoring. Oh. Oh. Oh, I wish Evil Susie were here. Oh, she'd know what to do about this. Damn it, I'm gonna have to go deal with them. Oh, oh, all the time's for her. Hey, hey! Wake up in there! Wake up! Hey, idiots! You morons! Starting to get mad! Wake up! Ah!
Just smash it open!
All I did was cough on it.
Hey, little girl, I'm in a world. I've been a bad, bad boy. I'm on my knees, forgive me, please. I've been a bad, bad boy. I'm not the man you think I am. I give you warning. Gone some sunny morning. Things that I said run through my head. I've been a bad, bad boy. My past is black. I'm coming back. I've been a bad, bad boy. In my time, I've done a lot of things I better not remember. But you'll see such a change in me. I'm making you forget your resolution to run and hide from this confusion. You've got to face it, I'm a loser. I'm just a clown when I'm down. And while you sleep, I softly weep. I've been a bad, bad boy. Here come the night, we'll be all right. I've been a bad, bad boy. Just hold my hand and I'll take you where the sun and moon are always shining. One fine day you'll turn to me and see a silver lining.
That's all you have to say for yourself? Oh, you little weasels, you got me right in the center of my beehive. Nobody hurts my hair. Oh, and you. Oh, damn. Oh, not again. Now I'm going to have to fill out paperwork. You stupid idiot. Oh!
Trap. Big, beautiful booby trap.
She played her part real good. She ought to be in television.
1:18 a.m. Long day. Completely won over the local population, as Sherman did in Atlanta.
You'd better prepare the appropriate paperwork for action unbecoming a field officer.
You better be ready to redefine unbecoming, baby. Thanks to the flu's busting up my little game, I'm gonna be getting kinda bored.
Oh no!
We
We couldn't take a chance on the president's safety once it was proven the assassins were in town. The president went on to Los Angeles.
Someday those guys are going to stop taking you for amateurs, huh, Mr. Wilson?
I hope not.
The bad dream is over. Now we can sleep in peace.
You asked us to say, in the form of a postscript, quote,
No, I'm all right. Just thankful to be alive.
I'm on my hands and knees in the parking lot of the branch office in Spokane. Death is seldom kind and never fair. I know that good is stronger than evil, and yet sometimes it's difficult to see it.
Sure, everything's fine.
Gee, well, look at me, saving the world again. I sure couldn't have done it without some help tonight, like... Oh, the Jim Carroll band with Nothing Is True. That was really good to start us out. Oh, and then Virginia, that timely little song by Ed's Redeeming Qualities. That's all I know about that one, and I'm not saying no more. Oh, and I'm sure there's an anti-disclosure clause tied up with Buy a Gun by Pink Lincolns. Oh, yes, and Das Clown. Oh, they hopped in with Time Bomb. That was really timely. Tick, tick, tick. Oh, what else did we have? Oh, yes, Was Not Was with 11 miles per hour. And Malamuck. Oh, they were in there loud, fast, and hard with Jiminy Pistol. And then we capped it off with Bad Bad Boy by Paul Jones from the Privilege soundtrack. And we couldn't have done it without Frank Sinatra. Yes. From a movie he made in the mid-50s called Suddenly, where he's gunning for the president out of a window. Oh, he yanked that one from distribution after his friend Jack got whacked in 63, but I found it just in time for this. You know, I could have told you it was two guys doing it. After all, aren't there two asses and assassin? Good night, Seekers.